Morris then, left-footed, in it comes again, right across the face of the goal, and swung into the top of the corner, and it's in, it's a goal, straight away for Scunthorpe United. Ivan Toney, on loan from Newcastle United, back in the side today for Scunthorpe, and inside 90 seconds, Scunthorpe have taken the lead. Again, a set-piece frailty, it looked like it was going to go out of play, but Toney, totally unmarked, he smashed it into the top corner, and Scunthorpe lead 1-0. Jones has got it back for City. Jones straight down the middle. Jones on the edge of the area. Can he get a shot? He's still got it. Jones does stab a shot goalwards, but the goalkeeper is there. Luke Daniels to hold on to it. Got there ahead of Charlie Wyke. It sort of trickled almost apologetically through to him, but there were what, four or five defenders all around him. And after 10 minutes, Luke Daniels, the Scunthorpe goalkeeper, has had his first touch of the game. Up towards the edge of the area. It's nodded down towards Jones. And Jones inside the area shoots. Oh, he scored! Oh, City have scored two goals in the space of 2 minutes. Toner and now Alex Jones thought it was going wide. I think Luke Daniels thought it was going wide as well. Unbelievable start to this game. Inside 5 minutes, Scunthorpe led. After a quarter of an hour, they're trailing. It's Scunthorpe 1, Bradford City 2.
Well, tries to deliver the ball in near post. Van Slow's there, still bobbling around. Might be a chance. It's over the bar. I think it was Clark, the fullback, who continued his run. It's good defending, actually, from Dieng, who threw himself at it. The Chiefs continued to come. They've had three or four Scunthorpe half chances since they second for the Bantams, but thankfully it went over the bar.
Well, I don't think we've seen the end of the scoring by a long shot. Delacon has got it inside City's half, left-hand side, sends it forward diagonally into the area. There's a chance for Toney to the ball there. Oh, it's gone in, and they've scored inside, what, 2 minutes at the start of the second half, just as they did at the start of the first half. And it's Toney again, and with that level, it's Scunthorpe United 2, Bradford City 2. It is Groundhog Day at Glanford Park. Here's Marshall, tees it out, Wyke shoots! Oh. Great save by Daniels. Oh, that was poised to the bottom left-hand corner, and the goalkeeper got to be held onto it as well.
Goes back to McMahon. McMahon will cross the ball in, sits it up, back post, round the back. It is Jones, Wyke's in there, goalkeeper can't get to it, and they scramble it clear, and he's down on the deck! Oh, he puts it over Meredith! It hits the target, City score, he's down the keeper, but what was James Meredith thinking? Keep it down, it's a goal. Here's the cross from Morris from the corner, up got the head, goal, they score! It's Crooks, again it's a set piece. When are we going to learn? And they've come from behind, and they are 3-2 up. And City have got to go again here.
Well, that's just a shocking goal to concede.
Here's Hawula. Hawula back in there. Chance! Hits the bar! Chance for Dieng. Scramble clear. Chance for Devine. Off the line. Oh, my word. How have they survived that? And then McManey's then shoved over. Hits the bar. Off the line. And City have a corner. In comes the cross. Up where the heads. Vanslow's in there. Falls to Devine. It's hooked in. Chance! Oh, it's over the bar! Meredith, it hits the defender. I think it was Wiseman who just gets a touch on it. And City have another corner. This is it. Long pump forward from Doyle. In towards the back post. Toner's in there. Heads it down. And heads it to the goalkeeper. And there is the full-time whistle. How have City surrendered defeat, having led at half-time? It's finished here, Scunthorpe 3, City 2.